जय राधा माधव कुंज हारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, उपी जन्न बालव गिरिवार दारी, उपी जन्न बालव गिरिवार दारी, उपी जन्न बालव गिरिवार दारी, जन्न बालव गिरिवार यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बालव गिरिवार दारी, जय गोपी जन बालव गिरिवार दारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Nitya Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitya Gaura Haribo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prayurjakacharya Ashtotara Satrashi Shimari Swami Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prayurjakacharya Ashtotara Satrashi Shimari Swami Grace Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsikoho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Chamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Grantaraj Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada's Book Marathon Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru Anguranga Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nastaprayeshva Badrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki So, reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the personality of Godhead. Eighth canto. Withdrawal of the cosmic manifestation, cosmic creations. Chapter 16, the Payovrata process of worship. Text 22. There's a missing line, says Sri Aditi Ruvacha on the board. Shri Aditi Ruvacha. Kenaham vidina brahman. Upastasye jagatpatim. Yathame satya sankalpo. Vidhajyat samanoratham. Shri Aditi Ruvacha. Kenaham vidina brahman. Upastasye jagatpatim. Yathame satya sankalpo. Vidhajyat samanoratham. Shri Aditi Ruvacha. Kenaham vidina brahman. Upastasye jagatpatim. Yathame satya sankalpo. Vidadyat samanoratam. Sri Aditi Ruvacha. Kenaham vidina brahman. Upastasye jagatpatim. Yathame satya sankalpo. Vidadyat samanoratham. Kenaham vidina brahman. Upastasye jagatpatim. Yathame satya sankalpo. Vidadyat samanoratham. Sri Aditi Ruvacha. Kenaham vidina brahman. Upastasye jagatpatim. Yathame satya sankalpo. Vidadyat samanoratham. Kenaham vidina brahman. Upastasye jagatpatim. Yathame satya sankalpo. Vidadyat samanoratham. Kenaham vidina brahman. Upastasye jagatpatim. Yathame satya sankalpo. Vidadyat samanoratham. Sri Aditi Ruvacha. Srimati Aditi began to pray. Kena, by which, aham, I, vidina, by regulative principles, brahman, o brahmana, upastasye, can please, jagatpatim, the lord of the universe, jagannatha, yatha, by which, may, my, satya sankalpa, desire may actually be fulfilled, vidadyat, may fulfill, sah, he, the Supreme Lord, manoratam, ambitions or desires. Translation. Srimati Aditi said, O Brahmana, tell me the regulative principles by which I may worship the Supreme Master of the world, so the Lord will be pleased with me and fulfill all my desires. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said, quote, man proposes and God disposes, end quote. Thus a person may desire many things, but unless these desires are fulfilled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot be fulfilled. Fulfillment of desire is called satya sankalpa. Here the word satya sankalpa is very important. Aditi placed herself at the mercy of her husband so that he would give her direction by which to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that all her desires would be fulfilled. A disciple must first decide that he should worship the Supreme Lord, and then the spiritual master will give the disciple correct directions. One cannot dictate to the spiritual master, just as a patient cannot demand that his physician prescribe a certain type of medicine. Here is the beginning of worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7:16. Chaturvida bhajante mam jana sukriti norjuna arto jishnya surartarti jnani cha bharatar sabha. O best among the Bharatas, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he was searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Aditi was Artha, a person in distress. She was very much aggrieved because her sons, the demigods, were bereft of everything. Thus she wanted to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the direction of her husband, Kashyapa Muni. Sri Aditi Ruvacha Kenaham Vidina Brahman Upastasye Jagatpatim Yatame Satya Sankalpo Vida Jatsamanoratam. Srimati Aditi said, O Brahmana, tell me the regulative principles by which I may worship the Supreme Master of the world, so that the Lord may be pleased, will be pleased with me and fulfill all my desires. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who has opened my eyes, my darkened eyes, with the torchlight of knowledge. So, I'm good. Thank you. Prabhupada quotes, man proposes and God disposes. So, man proposes means man has desires. Person has desires, and according to our what we deserve, that's what we'll get. It's not that we'll get everything we desire. Now, as devotees, we have to be careful what we desire. In 2nd chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks this question, you know, what are the symptoms of a man whose consciousness is merged in transcendence? How does he speak? And what is his language? How does he sit and how does he walk? This was Nityananda Prana in his lecture yesterday gave reference to this. So Manoratham, the chariot of the mind. So we've seen this picture of the living entity sitting on a chariot, There's four horses, and it's just the living entity is being dragged away by the chariot of the mind. The horses are the five senses, and then the driver's the intelligence, and the mind is the chariot. So in this very nice section, it goes from chapter 2, text 54 to the end, it's text 72, it's a whole progression. And Krishna is explaining to Krishna what are the qualities of one who is dhira, or who has a steady intelligence. And what he's explaining is that one who restrains the senses and fixes the consciousness upon me, Krishna, then his intelligence is firmly established. And we're not dragged away by the chariot of the mind. So in this progression, there's two very nice verses that I meditate on every day. And in my view, they are the essence of what we're doing as devotees at any stage of our existence, whether we just got here yesterday and we're just being awed by the atmosphere of Krishna consciousness in the temple, or we've been here decades. The same principle applies. And that verse is Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasa varjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. It says, though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, the taste for sense objects remains. So as long as we're embodied in these material bodies that we're riding around in, because we've fallen from the spiritual sky, because of turning away from Krishna and wanting to enjoy separately from him, we've become embodied, and the nature of the body is to basically body means senses. So the nature of the body, or the senses in the body, is to go after sense objects. But as the process of Krishna consciousness is to restrain the senses from their objects. But when we do that, we still have the taste for those sense objects. They still have certain attraction for us. So what's the solution? Well, the solution is rasa varjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate, we seek the higher taste. And because if we have a higher taste, then we will see these lower tastes in their right perspective. And so whether we're brand new or very advanced, the most advanced devotee, we're seeking the higher taste of Krishna consciousness, of engaging the mind, fixing the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. In the Gurvastaka prayers that we sing in the morning, there's Shirajika Madhava Yorapora Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Namna Pratikshana. So this indicates that the spiritual master is always hankering to relish the forms, pastimes, qualities, and names of the Supreme Personality of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So this is the same principle, you know, of getting higher taste and being fixed in this higher taste. And it takes a good association to learn what this higher taste is. It takes certain amount of intelligence, because the intelligence is the one that's driving the manorata, the chariot of the mind, which is being dragged by the senses of the horses. And it takes good intelligence, and it takes determination that to hold back, to restrain the senses from their objects. And although in this progression of verses from 254 to 272, he doesn't talk that much about devotional service, Krishna talks about more in terms of restraining the senses from their objects, because this is the beginning of our yoga, bhakti yoga. Now, it's not just simply that we restrain the senses, but we engage our senses in devotional service, as we've learned by our authorities, the shastras, the guru, sadhu, shastra, and teach us how to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesha, sevayam uchate, something like that. So, living in Chicago, or living in Illinois, or living in the Midwest, or living in the U.S., or living in this material world anywhere, there's so many opportunities to get distracted, to have our senses dragged away. And Krishna says, yatato hi api kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramatini haranti prasabam manaha. The senses are so strong and impetuous, O Arjuna, that they forcibly carry away the mind, even of a man of discrimination who is endeavoring to control them. This is the power of the senses. So, even a man of discrimination that's endeavoring to control them will see that his senses will drag his consciousness away to something else. But we don't want to just be men of discrimination. Of course, that's the beginning. We want to be discriminating people, but we want to be discriminating in what is devotional service. What is service to the Supreme Lord, to his devotees? And what is not service to the devotees and the Supreme Lord? So that's our discrimination. And fortunately, we get so many instructions on how to do this, how to become strongly, have strong, keen intelligence and discrimination by reading Srila Prabhupada's books and associating with devotees who share their experiences. By the way, I just was, because my name's Prema Bhakti, this kind of struck me. Bhakti, Ravindra Sarup, one of my Shiksha gurus, great soul. Jaini Tagore Hari Prabhu was asking me a couple times in previous class, how do I pronounce? Well, Ravindra Sarup took Sanskrit classes, and he's an academic, and he was pronouncing it according to how the academics pronounce Sanskrit. So I follow what I hear from him, how he pronounces different things. So anyway, back to bhakti. The root of bhakti is bhaj, and bhaj means to share. So when we engage in bhakti, we're sharing. Something to meditate on is to share. Whether we're going out on book distribution, Harinam, or distributing prasadam, it's all bhakti, because we're sharing. And if we're not sharing and keeping it to ourselves, there's not much bhakti there. So the senses are so strong and impetuous, Arjuna, that they forcibly carry away the mind of a person of discrimination who is endeavoring to control them. Another nice verse in that sequence, yadas samharate chayam kurmon ganiva sarvashaha indriyani indriyartebhyas tasya prashnya pratishtita. Tasya prashnya pratishtita, that little phrase, Krishna uses that little phrase over and over and over again. Tasya prashnya pratishtita. Prajna means, was defined in different ways, knowledge, consciousness, intelligence. So all of these apply: consciousness, intelligence, knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Yada samharate chayam kurmon ganiva sarvasha indriyan indriyarte vyastasya prajna pratishtita. A person who restrains his senses from their sense objects, as a tortoise withdraws its limbs within the shell, is called a man of steady intelligence. So this is part of the process that we have to do, is that we have to recognize when our mind is being pulled away by sense objects, that when we're being attracted. And then we have to have the determination, the intelligence, to withdraw the senses. That means to not focus on it. Because what happens when you do focus on it? Krishna explains that too in the Bhagavad Gita. Yat jayato vishayan pumsa sangas teshu pajayate sangas teshu pajayate sangat sangayat kama krodha vijayate krodhat bhavati sammoha sammoha smriti vipramha smriti brahmshat buddhinasho buddhinashat pranasyati. So this is 61, I believe. While contemplating the objects of the senses, in other words, an object of the sense has come before us and we're contemplating it in the mind. While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them. And from such attachment, lust develops. And from lust, anger arises. From anger, a complete delusion arises. And from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost, and one falls down again into the material pool. Bloop. That's where the term blooping came from, by the way. They said, because that's the sound something, you know, throw a pebble in the pond. Bloop. And this is what Krishna says. One falls down again into the material pool. Bloop. So there's a whole progression here, you know, where we contemplate, we meditate on a particular sense object, we become attached to it, then we become lusty for it, then from lust, when lust is not fulfilled, it generates anger, frustration. And then from this anger, complete delusion. Anger, I don't know if any of you have ever gotten angry, probably nobody here, we're all sadhus. You become bewildered, you know, it's like you can only see red, you know, and you start punching things. I've done it, I admit it. I punched a hole in a wall one time. I was so angry. My poor wife, my poor kids. Anyway, I admit, and I'm sorry, I regret. So anyway, complete delusion arises, and from delusion, bewilderment of memory. Bewilderment of memory means one forgets, you know, one forgets oneself. What am I here? What am I supposed to do? You know, what's my purpose? And then from bewilderment of memory, intelligence is lost. Now, in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's explained that there's intelligence has five components. The first one is sleep, because if you don't have sleep, you're just walking groggy. You have to have enough sleep to get to be sharp intelligence. Another component of sharp intelligence is memory, because you have to remember, oh, when I got mad, I punched this hole and everybody was upset with me. Better not to get angry. That's memory. And therefore, you learn, you know, from your mistakes. If you remember your mistakes, you will not commit them again. But if you don't remember, you'll do them over and over. You know, the mistakes will happen again. So mistakes are our guru. We can learn from our mistakes. So making mistakes is not a problem. Prabhupada says, I like this statement very much, Prabhupada. Experience, to be an experienced devotee means you made mistakes. So you get experience from making mistakes. You know that this doesn't work and you don't do it anymore. Or try to do it in a better way. The other, so we have intelligence is made up of components of intelligence is sufficient sleep, memory, discrimination, and being able to make finer and finer distinctions between this is spiritual and that's material, this is good, that's bad. So these are distinctions we should be able to make finer and finer, like a razor's edge, like have a sharp intelligence, fine discrimination like a razor blade. And then doubt is surprisingly a component of intelligence, because if you don't doubt, then you're just blindly following. But if you do doubt, then the next step and the last step is to resolve the doubt. And these are the five components. So if you have a doubt, you bring your doubt to somebody who can resolve it, or you read the books, and then or you pray to the Paramatma within the heart to give you the solution to this doubt, and you will get the resolution of this doubt. So. This is intelligence, but contemplating the object of the senses, boom, 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 bewilderment of memory, intelligence is lost, bloop. So we want to restrain the senses from their sense objects as a tortoise draws its limbs within the shell. And then, we do want to engage our senses in the service of the devotees. We can't really approach Krishna directly. We have to approach Krishna through his devotees. So, tasya prajna pratishtita. This whole series of verses from Arjuna's question, what are the symptoms of a man whose consciousness is merged in transcendence, to the last verse, which really, every time I recite it, brings goosebumps. Isha brahmi stata partha. Isha brahmi stiti partha. Nainam prapya vimohyati. Stitva syam mantakalepi brahma nirvanam ricchati. That is the way of the spiritual and godly life, after attaining which a man is not bewildered. If one is thus situated, even at the hour of death, he can enter into the kingdom of God. So it's very nice verse. So we have 5 minutes till the end of class. If anybody has any questions, go ahead. Oh, you're waiting for the mic.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for your class. In this verse, it mentions man proposes, God disposes. Is that right?
Man proposes.
Yeah, proposes. And he also mentions that verse where we desire wealth and desire to get out of distress. Of course, if you don't have wealth, you're going to be in distress. So in a material world, we usually have the tendency to honor and respect people who could give us mercy, like our teacher. Even if we don't like our teacher, we tolerate, or our boss. And even if we want to get initiated, we're not going to just say, Guru Maharaj, you know, I don't agree with you, or whatever. So many things. We need the mercy. And the tendency is that, you know, I'll only come to something like Bhagavatam class if I'll get something out of it. And if I don't get something out of it, I'm not going to come, or school. So one thing I appreciated, and maybe you could expand on this thing, is that one thing I appreciated in the Uddhava Gita, I forgot which chapter, I think chapter 13, it says what real wealth is. It says, if you have good qualities, then you're rich, and if you don't, you're poor. And we can see in the material world, despite celebrities having tons of money, tons of followers, you know, everything practically goes to where they want to sue a magazine out of all their money if they don't respect them. And that's our situation, even in devotional life, is that when things don't go our way, or if we're envious or proud or, you know, intolerant, then we're poor, because money's supposed to be happy. So if we're, you know, even despite having so much money, if we don't have good qualities, then we're actually poor. So how to develop this understanding that, you know, where should we be seeking the mercy? Because we can see in the material world, you know, in life, everyone has so much stuff, like Hiranyakashipu, but still not happy. Because, and the tendency is not to respect, like, devotees who may not be carrying a material wealth, but if they carry spiritual wealth, Krishna says, actually, the real wealth you should be seeking is from devotees who have that spiritual wealth. And that's usually any devotee who's trying their best to cultivate Krishna consciousness. But the tendency is not to honor, you know, I don't need your mercy. I only need the guru's mercy. I don't need your mercy. So I don't care, you know, what I think about you or what I say to you. So, but that's not the case. You know, Krishna's known as Hrishikesha, and he can humble anyone, like Shiva or Sobari Muni. So many instances. So maybe you could expand on some of these points, that we're not in control, that we need the mercy pretty much of everyone.
You mentioned very famous actors, musicians. They have everything, but they're not happy. There's another nice verse in this sequence. The end of chapter 2 is nasti budhir ayuktasya na chayuktasya bhavana na chabhava yata shantir ashantasya kutasukam. And Krishna explains that for one who's not connected with the divine in Krishna consciousness, one who is not connected with the divine in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be how can there be happiness without peace? So, and then towards the end, there's another one where he says, "Apuryamanam achala pratistam samudram apapravishanti yadvat tadvat kama yam pravishanti sarve." Sashantim apnoti nakama kami. A person who is not disturbed by the desires which enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy his desires. So whatever situation we are in this material world, embodied souls as we are, we're going to have a river of desires coming through our heart. And it's just the way, the nature of the material world. But we have to be like the ocean that's receiving all this water from the rivers and just remain steady. This is the wealth of a devotee, is that he may have a lot or he may have nothing. The six Goswamis in Vrindavan, they had loincloths, maybe a little begging pot with their beads, and that was about it. But they were the wealthiest people, wealthiest devotees. Their wealth was their renunciation. their wealth was their freedom from encumbrances. They were completely free. They could go anywhere. You know, they're not attached to anything. They would sleep under a different tree every day. You know, they wouldn't eat. Even they wouldn't eat every day. They would eat every other day. So they weren't attached to eating. They weren't attached to sleeping. Prabhupada says this. At the end of his life, he says, oh, now I'm like a Goswami. He's lying in bed. Hasn't eaten in months, practically. And then he said, oh, now I am like the Goswamis. No more eating. No more sleeping. No question of defending. And no question of sex, you know. So you're completely, that's freedom. They're, you know. Now, because we have certain obligations, we may have to engage with the material energy by having a house, family, children, but we should not consider ourselves a proprietor. We should not have feelings of possessiveness towards us. We should be free from feelings of possessiveness. Then, and see everything as the property of Krishna, whether it be material things or people. We're emanations from Krishna also. So, anyway, I've gone 2 minutes over time. So, thank you very much for your kind attention and allowing me to do a little bhakti by sharing my realizations with you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Shrimad Grantaraj ki jai, Shishi Kishori ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maran ki jai, Gornitai ki jai, Gora Pranminam Devi, Hari Hari.